listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The Vegas lead, Cam Newton, Sunday, shortly before 8 p.m. Eastern time, the announcement was made, signing with the New England Patriots a one-year deal for a little over $1 million in base salary with incentives could push him over $7 million for the season.
I'm not sure if you've heard this, but it's incentive-laden.
Yes.
I mean, that's important because that was – I mean, they got that word out there. Let's say that. Wow. Wow. Belichick. All right. We're going to go through this systematically and be very specific and clear on our topics. You know, sometimes we like to have a conversation and, hey, conversations meander sometimes. We're keeping this on the key points. And this is the Vegas show, really. And how has Vegas reacted? So, Steve Fezzik, let's look at the Patriots. Patriots over under win total for the year. So 16 games. How many of those games will they win? 8.75 was the total before yesterday. So if they would have won 9 games, oh, they exceeded expectations, the Pats a little bit. 8 games, they fell short. With Cam, what's happened?
Gone up by half a game, RJ. 9.25 games is the Patriots season win number now.
Okay, so that means if you look and maybe pull this sheet up, name me the teams that they passed, you know, the teams that were flat 9. Name me those teams, and you got that in front of you? And then the teams that were right above it. Because what I'm interested in is who, this is like a race. Imagine Speed Racer. I don't know if you're older, you might have watched that. If Racer X, he was my guy, if Racer X is on the outside and he's passed, what teams have the Pats passed? And then what teams are they still chasing right ahead of them?
All right, so they just passed Philadelphia.
Okay, so Philadelphia, they were expected to pass to win less games than Philly, now expected to win more.
Pass Seattle.
Ooh.
Minnesota.
Ooh.
And Green Bay.
They just whizzed, like, bye-bye Green Bay. Okay, and then who's right? Are they on the heels of?
Pittsburgh, Tampa, Dallas.
Okay. So right now still Tom Brady and the Bucs are supposed to win slightly more than the Patriots.
Yes.
Okay. That feels like, I'm RJ Bo straight out of Vegas, a modest reaction. And by the way, Fezzik, there's a word, it's called comeuppance. Fezzik had a take on Cam last week that, I mean, Jonas, you should have heard him trying to defend it in pre-show. I mean, I said, save it for air. He's going to answer for it. I mean, you won't believe where he had Cam ranked. And he was ridiculing a professional, you know, a former NFL quarterback, Chris Sims. I mean, it got personal, it felt like to me. We'll see if he stands tall. It feels like the market didn't move near as much as you would expect. So maybe let's look at Super Bowl odds. What were the odds? What are the odds?
The odds were 25-1. Now they're 19-1.
All right. So still, if you look at Super Bowl odds, the Pats have been like 5-1, 6-1, you know, or better pretty much every year the last 10 years. And now with Cam, they're about 20-1. Here's the question. Who's a better quarterback today, Tom Brady or Cam Newton? Jonas, if you had to assess that, what would you say?
I would say Tom Brady, but not by a lot.
All right. I disagree with you guys. So let's get Fezzik. You know, this is music we haven't played for a while, but it's exactly correct. It's called the Crossfire music. And this is when two people are battling. In this corner, Steve Fezzik, and I'm RJ. Where do you have Cam Newton ranked amongst all quarterbacks walking the earth? Where's Cam Newton?
25.
25. So you're saying literally, all the hubbubaloo is about a quarterback. Who's 24?
24 is Philip Rivers.
And who's 26?
Darnold.
Oh, my God. You're saying he's as bad as Sam Darnold. Make your case.
All right, look at Cam Newton after his MVP year. His numbers fell way off. If we just look at QBR.
So he's not an MVP level. Okay, we got that. Go ahead.
Right. So the year after, his QBR was only 25. Well below average.
So we're going back to 2016?
Yes.
So when you say 25, just to be clear, 25th in the NFL. Not 25 on the QBR.
Right, right.
So you realize you say QBR and you say 25.
Ranked 25th.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the next 2 years, QBR slightly below average at 19.
So are we going to read the QBR?
Is that all there is? Well, my point is
Is that all there is? Because let's save some time.
Yes.
That's it. That's your argument.
3 years of below average performance.
All right. So literally in 16, so the MVP was 2015, where he only had the 11th best QBR. So you believe his MVP wasn't warranted.
I believe it wasn't statistically warranted.
Well, no, but you're saying stats are all that matter.
Well, winning,
because you're saying nothing but stats, and I'm saying he won the MVP in 2015. He had the 11th best QBR, so he must not have deserved it.
He went 15-1.
Okay, so there's other factors than stats.
Yes.
So why aren't those other factors coming up in the years that followed?
Well,
because they don't fit your argument, perhaps.
The Carolina's win loss fell way off.
Oh, so the only thing was the win loss. But what about the year that they went? Where did they go? 11-5? The year they made the playoffs in 17, I think? Right?
I don't have that number.
All right. But you know they made the playoffs. But apparently wins and losses were part of your analysis, right?
Sure.
But you don't know if they made the playoffs that year. Okay. So I'm looking at QBR right now on the screen. In 2017, he was 19th. In 2018, he was 19th. So if we're looking at QBR, why wouldn't he be 19th instead of 25th? And here's the crusher, by the way, Jonas. This is going to be like scrape him up. Anybody that follows football, and I know you do, but you can be disingenuous, Steve. Let's be honest. I mean, especially if there's money involved. Cam Newton had an amazing first half of 2018. And you might say, RJ, what first half? Why does that matter so much? He was hurt after 8 games and quite frankly, was very gutsy to keep playing. Jonas, I'm sure you remember because you follow this stuff so closely. It was like the 14th game. I think it was a Thursday night or a Monday night. And he was shot putting. He couldn't hardly get the ball out there, remember?
Yeah, that was the Norv Turner year, if I'm not mistaken. And Norv
18,
Turner,
yes.
Yeah, really clicked, and he played well. And there was a lot of people that had him early in the season in the MVP conversation in 2018.
Through 8 games.
Yep.
Bill Barnwell from ESPN said at the 8-game mark, before he got hurt, Cam would have been the 4th on his MVP voting. Now, you might say, RJ, explain it. 19 touchdowns, 15 passing, 4 running, 4 interceptions, no fumbles. So 19 scores, 4 turnovers. 25. Okay. Now, when's the last time we've seen Cam Newton healthy on the field, Steve Fezzik?
That first half of 2018.
So the last time Cam Newton played football healthy, he was about the 4th best player in the NFL based on Bill Barnwell. I think 19 touchdowns, 4 interceptions feels about right. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
And what you're thinking is in the 2 years since, he's been injured. He's shown his guts by playing injured. But somehow, some way, and he's only 31. So at an age where age shouldn't be an issue, he's dropped from being the 4th best player in the league to the 25th best quarterback. How?
He's never been injury prone throughout his career.
Well, let's be specific here. 7 seasons before 2018, he missed 3 games. No, I think it's the opposite of injury prone. Yes.
But in recent years, 2 shoulder injuries, the foot injury, and I got to wonder.
So 2 shoulder injuries.
Yeah, had a rotator cuff that he had operated on 2017 and had a second operation on a shoulder injury 2018.
Okay, but was it the same shoulder?
Yes.
So it was the same injury. He was just getting a cleanup or something. I mean, he didn't have another incident where he left the field holding his shoulder. He was going to be out the whole year, so he did that. Like, people get their knees scoped all the time, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So look at you just adding false information. Continue. So here's the question. I agree with you that Cam, if healthy, is very different than not healthy. And because of the fact there has been two seasons, because you could say, hey, he's only really had one major injury. Maybe you can say two because he was hurt in 18 and 9 years. That means you're not injury prone. But 2 and 2 years means you are. We usually like long sample size. But when you're older, we start to think maybe that's what's happening because he's taking
a lot of hits. Yes, exactly. And is he now going to be more injury prone because of all the miles on the tires? What's happened?
I agree. It's a valid concern. So the question becomes, if Cam ends up being healthy, and we have you on record what you've said here because you're going to want to back out, where do you have Cam ranked assuming he was healthy for this whole year?
I said in the middle, 15.
Okay. Defend that.
After the points that you're making, I don't think it's defensible. I think you got to put Cam much more close to top 10. Yes.
All right, my work here is done, Jonas. I mean, it was indefensible. And thus, the 25 is indefensible. Because if you weigh out, well, if he's hurt, if he's not hurt, this is a major addition for the Pats.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's talk about the bet Belichick made. Now, Mike Lombardi, friend of the show, worked with Belichick many, many years, both in New England and Cleveland. When he was asked about months ago what would happen with the quarterback competition, he said, I can tell you three things. One, it will be economical. They never will overpay for anything because you don't, this is the opposite of Dallas. My optimism for Dallas in the years to come, the Cowboys, is low because they've overpaid for almost every player they've signed. I'm not talking about Dak even, but it looks like they might have to overpay him. Thus, this is a salary cap league. Every dollar you save is a dollar you can spend on somebody else. And every dollar you overspend is not a dollar you can spend on somebody else. The Patriots effectively have won because they've gotten people cheaper than their value, their true value. That's what this game is. It's like real estate. Buy a house for $100,000 that's worth $120,000. You've done good. Buy a house for $100,000 that's worth $80,000. You've done bad. Belichick almost always gets the value. And to me, that's the point here, is Cam, though it's incentive laden, is $1 million. It's like literally less than Andy Dalton. We were talking about the $2 million. I mean, this is, you know, Jameis Winston, you could say, just as good of a pickup for the Saints, except as a backup, Jameis Winston's worth is relatively modest. Odds are he won't play much. But Cam is favored right now to be the starting quarterback in week one. 66% chance, based on the betting odds, that Cam starts week one. Minus 220, yes. Plus 180, no. 66%. Now, Fez, you agree with me that as the season progresses, if I said, what would you make the odds Cam is going to be starting week six, would they be higher than that?
Higher, more like 75% plus.
So the theory is Cam is very likely going to play a majority of the games this season if he doesn't get hurt for the Patriots. Thus, the value for the $1 million is through the roof. What are the risks? Well, injuries, as in maybe he is beaten down. Maybe he is injury prone at this point. Number two, maybe locker room questions, right? It could be he's not going to be a great teammate. But he's got a lottery ticket. If you walk by a roulette table, the odds to hit a random or just any number, Fez, is what on roulette?
37 to 1.
37 to 1. With 1 0?
Two zeros.
Okay. 2 zeros.
Is 36 that, numbers, yeah.
36 numbers plus there's 2 zeros, you're saying. Oh, you're saying 37-2-1?
Yes.
Or 4-1?
38-4-1.
All right. I'm not sure about that. I'm not a roulette guy, but okay. Is if I said, hey, I'll give you 40 to 1, which means better odds, unless you thought the wheel somehow was crooked, what would you do?
I'd bet it.
Even though, is roulette a good bet?
No.
It is at 40-1.
It is.
Is Cam Newton a good signing? It is at $1 million and in sudden incentive laden. And that's Belichick's whole way. Mike Lombardi, point two, said there'll be an open competition. All right, so that means they're going to compete. Whoever's best will start. It won't be like something's given away. Well, if you got one quarterback with a lot of questions, Stidham, what do you want to do? You want to diversify. You want to have a backup plan. If you have a car that is the newest Tesla, maybe you don't need a second car. Maybe you don't need an Uber account. But if you got a car that goes, you know, literally the car barely starts, you better have someone's number that can ride you there if you need it. So to me, when they had Brady, it was a situation where they didn't spend, you know, they did keep drafting quarterbacks even then, but it was less important because Brady played most of the games and he was obviously great, right?
Sure.
The question becomes, when you have Stidham, who's an unproven second-year quarterback, what do you want? You want another lottery ticket. So if Cam would have wanted $8, $9 million like he probably did, or the 18 or so that he would have got paid in Carolina, it wasn't worth it, the Belichick. Just like 33-1 wouldn't be worth it in roulette. But when the number finally passed positive EV, profitable, Belichick said, yep, come on down. To me, this is classic Belichick. It's not because Cam had such a good chance of succeeding. It's because for the price, it's a good bet.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Fez, how much per game is Cam Newton in your projections? And you were low on Cam. I mean, you got obliterated. If you missed it, go back to the podcast. Just search for Straight Out of Vegas. You can hear it. Ugh. Roadkill. But, even so, you think Cam over Stidham is how much?
3 points per game.
Now, if we extrapolate that out for the 16 games, how many wins does three additional points per game give a team?
Just under 1.5 wins.
So the market moves and gives the Patriots a half a game of season win benefit. You say at 3 points per game, it should be almost a game and a half.
Yes.
Why? Why is the market? Because you would expect the market to react with too much enthusiasm. Oh my gosh, Cam Newton, he's better than Brady at this point, which I personally think he may be. All right. I mean, Brady literally, if he wins his third game this season, he'll have more wins than the rest of the NFL in the history ever for a quarterback his age. Like, no one's ever done this. So the idea that he's clearly better than Cam, I don't get. If Brady stayed with the Pats would be what, 8-9-1 to win the title right now?
Oh, I think even less.
All right. And literally with Cam, who I think you could make the case, and I'll do it this week sometime, just literally Brady versus Cam, for them to still only be, you know, still be getting 20-1 to only move a half a game, why?
I think the market is very jittery about Cam and the perception that nobody wanted him, RJ. So the market doesn't want to react too much to a player that they thought may well no team would want.
So, Jonas, if I would have said the casual average fan, not casual but average, what does he think of Cam? What would you have said yesterday?
Skeptical because of injury.
Okay, and also that, okay, would you agree there'd be some element of, well, when he had those, you know, transcendent physical skills, he could overcome some of his habits, you know, right, if it was not focused on footwork or whatever. But now he's getting a little older, it's coming back to roost, that kind of thing.
Yeah, his accuracy was called into question a lot, overthrowing receivers, not being on time in certain situations. And then you couple that with the fact that he was dealing with the physical ailments, those might be related to each other. But I think that's the overall opinion for most people.
I agree, and I think there's a sense that you can overcome those kind of things. I mean, that's what actually Greg Cosell, alumni of the show, was talking about Aaron Rodgers last year. Is Rodgers had these transcendent skills. He's dropped just a little bit, and some of the bad habits are more meaningful now, and he did have a great statistical year.
And I also think Cam Newton whatever, you know, the situation was with his injuries, he's going to be having a year off. So it's not like he took a pounding last year. We're looking at 11, 12 months off from that injury. So if he was ever going to be healthy in his career, this feels like it would be the most.
And only play two games in 18 months, effectively, right? So to me, the health looks good, but I think the focus he'll have is inevitable. And it's important to remember, in 2018, when he had that first half of the year that was so good, he was running the ball 9 times per game. After he got hurt in the second half of the year, he ran the ball about half as much. 9 rushing attempts per game is the most he ever would have had for a season. So after his MVP Super Bowl year, Cam ran the ball only 6 times per game. He had a big drop off. Then he's gone up in 18 before he got hurt. What does it tell us? When Cam thinks he has high stakes, he's willing to run. When he's willing to run, he's truly two-dimensional, and he's a much, much, much better quarterback. I think the stakes are so high here. If he doesn't do well with Belichick, he might be out of the league. And because of that, I expect Cam to be running more. And if he's running, he's tough to guard or tough to defend.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.